Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank and praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for all the miracles, the wonders, the good things that you have done in the life of each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for all that you enable us to achieve from morning to now. Truly, God, we want to thank you for the miracles, the deliverance, the healing, the obstacles that have been removed from in front of us. Thank you for answered prayers. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you for the support, the strength that come from you in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, that you bring revival, O God, not only to our brethren here, but all the brethren in other congregations, the families, the individual members that have been, spread in over different places here in UAE, Lord, in Oman, in Iraq, in Kuwait. Oh God, we pray for the brethren in India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, and also Malawi. We pray, oh God, for our protection. Protect all of us from this COVID-19, Lord, and protect us that we will not be infected by it, Lord. I pray you give us good immunity and strength that come from you in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, that we'll be spared. No one of us will be forced to take the vaccine in the name of Jesus. You make a way, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. You are a great God. There is no one like you in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, for us as a church. I pray that you empower us with the Holy Spirit. I pray for more people to be filled and refilled with the Holy Ghost, that we will receive the Holy Spirit baptism and we will receive the spiritual gifts that we need in our life to go and preach the gospel, to evangelize, gift of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of knowledge, message of wisdom, gift of healing, gift of faith, and gift of pastoring, teaching, exhorting, administration, showing mercy, giving generously, and whatever talents and gifts your church lack. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will receive from it, that we'll go on and save you. I pray, Lord, for more people to repent, to give their life to you, Lord. I pray for more people to be willing to be water baptized and bury their old life unto you, Lord. They will bury to rise up to a new life, to serve you, to walk in your ways. I pray to raise up more workers, oh God. We pray for expansion of your church. Lead us, expand us to other places, other nations, other continents, other cities, buildings, families. Enable us, Lord, to plant more Bible studies, oh God. Enable us, O Lord, to reach out more families. Bless all the ministries of the church, O God, the Washburn ministry, the church school, the farming ministry, O God, and all the evangelism, the Bible studies, the congregation. We pray you give us favor from you and from men, from in all these countries that your church, your members, O God, and the families are located. Give us our logistic needs, O God, and all the documentations, O God. I pray for stability of jobs and incomes, that you will continue to serve in these places. I pray for the brethren who bring their tithes and offering unto you, Lord, and their first fruit, O Lord. I pray, open the windows of heaven and bless them, and pour out so much blessing on them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that, O Lord, they have no place to keep their blessing, O God. And you will rebuke the devourer in their life, and everyone know that they are blessed by you. And I pray also, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who have no job, provide for them. I pray also for the sick, heal them. I pray for those who are persecuted among us, protect us, all of us, from persecution, O God. Guide us and watch over us in the name of Jesus. We pray even today for our worship. Anoint our worship. Anoint the songs that we had prepared to sing for you. Anoint the instruments, the prayers, the givings. and your word, anointed, O God, and take this recording and use it mightily. Make it reach the rest of your church body. Let be revival, let be edification, let be growth and maturity in Jesus' name. Amen. That's all. Stand up and worship the Lord. Coming to Him, ask Him to change our life. Yes, O God, we thank you for the filling of the Holy Spirit, for the satisfaction that we receive from you as we sung to you, as we prayed, as we ask you to come and abide in us, and we will abide in you, Lord. Thank you, God. Continue to accept our praises, our prayers, and speak to us, transform us. And as we clap our hands and shout, you fight the battles for us and do the great work for us. We thank you and praise you. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the victory that we have in you. We commit our life to you, Lord. Oh God, we'll walk with you. We will go where you want us to go. We will follow you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all your good promises to us. Once again, commit your life into the hand of the Lord.
Thank you.
To go on and serve you. Give us clear instruction even this time how to do the work of yours. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's collect now our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto God. As we give to the Lord what is due for Him, He will open the windows of heaven and bless us, and He will pour out so much a blessing, and He will rebuke the devourer in our lives. Thank you, God. We bless you, magnify, we adore you. Bless all the brethren who brought you as due for you. Open the windows of heaven and bless them, and rebuke the devourer in their lives, and let all nations know they are blessed by you. And Lord, I pray you use this money for your glory. For Lord, multiply it. Make it reach those who are far away from you. We thank you that we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 18. We'll continue our series, how to take the right decision. And we will read here from the life of King Jehoshaphat, and we will learn the value of the principle of God's word to teach us how we can reach the right decision in our lives. Lord, anoint my lips and put verses and statements to encourage and teach your people. Give us, Lord, receptive heart and good soil, fertile soil in our heart, that to take the word and apply it and persevere in doing it. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. I pray for a fruit 30 and 60 and 100 in the life of your church and your people. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. King Jehoshaphat was a good king. He is blessed by the Lord, and he was the king of Judah. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance and joined affinity with Ahab. Now the Lord had blessed King Jehoshaphat with a lot of things that we have read here, riches, material things and honor. And He gave him wisdom to do a lot of things good. But here we can read that about him something and joined affinity with Ahab. He allowed, how he done this? He allowed his son to marry the daughter of Ahab, and you know that's the problem. That when you put yourself with the wrong people, then you will finally going to take wrong decisions because you have to place yourself with such kind of people. And especially about marriage. You should not get married on believers or those who are not ordained by the Lord for you. And you know that Ahab, his wife is Jezebel, and through Jezebel, through that marriage, they brought the worship of Baal inside Israel, and through that marriage of the son of Jehoshaphat to the daughter of Ahab and daughter of Jezebel, Baal worship will enter also into Judah, and Judah will be affected. And here, you know, sometimes we want to expand, you know, we want to reach more others. And you see here, sometimes we think that we are doing great things, like here, Joy Shabbat. He joined affinity that he may be thinking that he can reach out to Israel through that marriage. But you know, there is a havoc in it. And you read and you see what is the situation that he put himself in. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. Now here, after certain years, Jehoshaphat moved toward that direction to explore the fruit that he can get from that marriage. The word of God tells us he went down. It's with the deterioration. He went down into a valley. There's something wrong that he did. And he went to meet Ahab to Samaria to check how it is we are blessed with such marriage. And you know, Ahab here killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance. Not because he wanted to honor him, but now he's going to give him something so that he will trap him in other things. And we can read that. He persuaded him to go with him to Ramoth Gilead. I believe that King Jehoshaphat was not convinced, or he was sad about it that was offered to him while he was there. But he cannot say no, because he put himself with the wrong people. When you make affinity and make certain contact with certain wrong people, and you think that you can get something out of them, you see here now, King Ahab start to use Jehoshaphat now. He did not slaughter for him for his own sake, but for other plan that he was in his mind. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, will thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. Now, 100%, Jehoshaphat was not convinced with what he said. But what he can say, something else. He already gave his son to his daughter. He already went to him, and with him with the people. And Ahab slaughtered for them. And he spent on them sheep and oxen. So now when he tell him, you will go with us, what he can say, but he say, my people are your people and we are as yours. But you know very well, they are different. The people with Jehoshaphat are not the same the people with Ahab. And in verse 4, and Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Now he come back to his senses, as if he's telling him, please don't go, don't take me with you. He told him, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. We learn from this that whatever critical or important decision that we need to take, we should inquire of the word of God. When we inquire, God will send us his word. Every day when we need to take a decision, God can send to us a fresh word of him to tell us what we need to do, whether it is right or wrong. That's how we take a decision. We need to hear the voice of God in every decision. That's what he's telling you. Inquire of the Lord. Yes, you know, I said to you, yes, but you know, I think we are in trouble. Yeah. That is when you put yourself with wrong people. And therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men, and said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for God delivered into the king's hand. Now here, there are 400 prophets Ahab gathered around him. And those prophets had been selected that, in a process that, all of them will agree about whatever the king Ahab will say. If they know he wishes, all of them, they will go along with him. Why? Because they don't want to forfeit the food, the dress, the material thing that he's giving them. So they go along with him. They go along to please him. And that's the most dangerous thing, when you put people around you who will always agree with you. When you ask them opinion, and always their opinion go with your opinion, that's very dangerous, because you may be putting yourself into a trouble and you are not aware. You put in your mind, you are responsible to be with the right people who will give you the right decision. It is your responsibility. God had placed you in a, like Joshua, why you need to take yourself? You go to Israel, you go to King Ahab. God did not put you in that situation. Let's read verse 6. But Joshua said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him? There are 400 prophets, you know, they are false, they are faked. He said, there is no other one prophet of the Lord we can inquire, apart from this 400. Can you show me somebody from God that we can ask him, that he will tell us the truth? That's the point here. There's always many fake things. We need to be aware. And we need to search for where we can hear the right word of God. But we know that people, when you oppose them, they will hate to hear from the source that will oppose their wishes and their will. What they want, what they decide, if you tell them no, they will wage war against you. I have good experience with such kind of people. They want to gather around them people whom they will agree with them. But here, there is a prophet of the Lord, those who will tell the word of God. And God always keep his word. He make a way that his word is there. And he will make a way, you know, out of his love. Even people like Ahab, he still want them to hear his word. As a last warning for them to stop. In verse 7, and the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Now finally, Ahab say that there is somebody that we can hear the word of God, but the problem here, he never speak anything good about me or for me. You know, some people, they think that the prophet of God will, he can change the message. You know, I have experienced that many people, they get angry with me. They say that you curse us, you hate us. I just say the word of God. No, I cannot change the word of God. You know, people may hate you because you are speaking the truth, but that's what God wants. And if somebody is speaking the truth, the church leader speaks the truth to you, to direct in the right way, you should not be hate them, you should not be angry with them, because that's for your own benefit. Because they have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we cannot change the word of God. We cannot change what God wants to say in that situation. He say, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me. So what's going on? Such kind of people, when they don't want to hear the truth, they will hate those who are speaking to them the truth. So what will happen? They will gather around them good number of people who will tell them lies, who will mislead them. And that's what the word of God, say, finally you will find yourself surrounded by fool people like this 400 prophet, faked. Prophet, Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20 say, he that walketh with the wise man shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. If you choose like this Ahab, he hate Micaiah son of Imla. Why? Because for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. I want to go to Ramuja, he say no. Always evil. See how the true prophet of God suffer? And he say, I hate him. I hate him, I persecute him, I speak bad against him. Yeah? That's what they do. But see how the prophet of God persevere even when people speak bad against him? And that's what God wants us today. To persevere as a church, to tell and declare the truth to the people, to give them what even if they don't like, we still need to say the truth. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, fetch quickly Micaiah, the son of Imla. See, God now make a way that Micaiah will come and he will tell the mind of God. So he always God, out of his love and mercy. Even people are wicked, they don't want to listen, they hate the prophet, they hate the man of God, they hate what we are going to say, but God make a way that we will tell them what is the will of God. He say quickly, not because he is after the word of God, but he want to convince Jehoshaphat that, see, I am doing my best to take the right decision. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat either of them on his throne, clothed in their robes, and they sat in a void place at the entering of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets, 400 prophets, prophesying before them. You see here the crowd. Big crowd. They are taking now the opinion of the majority. The majority agree. Like now here, the majority say go. Even the majority they say go. The decision is wrong. There are many churches they use the majority opinion. But even majority opinion, God has different word. You get the point here? You see here, that's what's going on in the churches. Voting. Here they vote. Everyone is agree about it. But we know the mind of God is different. In verse 10, and Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, had made him horns of iron and said, thus saith the Lord, with these thou shalt push Syria until they be consumed. That's the dynamic speaker. Emotions and some movements and palming words they are putting together and they are moving the crowd. That's what's going on, nonsense in the churches. Like here, fake the prophets. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. They are looking for money now, they are looking for a dress, for another food banquet for them, because they want to please King Ahab. Show business. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. See, you know how they are looking for like-minded people. Now they speak about unity. Let us agree, no? Even wrong, it's fine. Everyone is saying good. You say also good. No need to speak much. Very simple. You know, those kind of people, they are not aware they are destroying themselves. Everyone worked that Ahab should be pleased. But they are destroying themselves in the church. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God said, that will I speak here. The prophet reinstated himself that he's going to speak what God wants him to say. And that's what we need to do. Even people hate us, people angry with us, still we need to say exactly, because we should not mislead the people to give them wrong decision. Even if they don't, if they tell us, don't tell, don't speak, we'll speak. You know, this is the scriptures. In the book of Isaiah, book of Isaiah and chapter 30, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 10. It say, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Say to the seers, don't speak. Don't speak. And to the prophets, if you want to speak good things, even tell us lies, tell us stories, we will be happy. But don't tell us the truth. That kind of people are there now in the churches. God wants us to be more firm. It is coming is near. Liars are more, we need to speak there. More of the truth. Let us read more in the book of Second Chronicle and chapter 18. And let's read verse 14. And when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle? Or shall I forbear? And he said, go ye up and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. He mocked him. You go and prosper. Because he is aware that he was not asking to know the truth. He is just in front of King Joshua to convince him that he is, you know, see how I am humble, I call him, so I want to hear. So you go and prosper. In verse 15, the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? See how he is hypocrite, King Ahab. You want to know the truth. Now the prophet, you know, that is mocking of the prophet is a rebuke. You want to hear the truth? You call me? How many times you call me and you don't like to listen? Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains, as sheep that have been no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. See here, now the prophet told the truth. He said, I can see people scatter, sheep without shepherd, and no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. What he mean here, that he's telling him, sheep without shepherd, that you'll be killed when you are not the shepherd for them, they'll be scattered. And he's telling also to King Jehoshaphat, be careful, you are in the wrong company. What you are doing here? You'll be in trouble. This was a warning for King Jehoshaphat. And verse 17, and the king officer said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? So true now, he does not want to listen to any other opinion. He doesn't like to listen to the truth. Now let me ask you, are you like that? You don't want to listen to the word of God, to the will of God. Do you want to harm yourself? Do you want to do your own? God willing, we'll continue that next Friday, next week. But now, are you a person who really delights to hear the voice of God? Come to the Lord now and humble yourself to God and to His Word and to the church and to the church leaders and those who are supposed to tell you the truth. You need to listen to them. That's what they will tell you. You may not like it, but that's for your good. Lord, I pray for all the brethren who had committed their lives to abide with your word. You bless them, Lord. Deliver them from their own wrong plans and ways. And I pray, as you allow this prophet to declare your word to the people, even they hate him, I trust you, God, you allow us, as a church, to continue to proclaim your will and your word. Even if people hate us, they hate you, they hate your will. But Lord, enable us to continue to reach people, oh God, because your love and our love to them, oh God. Oh Lord, guide us and direct us, oh God. We bless you, Lord. Guide us, O God, to do the work of yours and your will. Stand in the presence of God and commit your life into His hand and be willing to go where He is sending you with His word to tell the people what they need to listen. Yes, O God, take your word and spread it. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory. At your hand be thus, keep us loaded from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.